בעזרת השם, we're in the beginning of, in the middle of first paragraph in Torah Lamed Hey, בטרם חוכמת שלמה, וכשאדם מכניס בתוך שכלו הקודש מחשבות חיצוניות, and when a man lets foreign thoughts enter into his holy mind, הם חוכמות חיצוניות, those are foreign wisdoms, אזי נתמעט קדושת שכלו, so then he is losing from the holiness of his brain, his wisdom. כפי תפיסת המקום של חוכמה חיצוניות, שכל חיצוני בתוך שכל קודש. Depends, all depends in how much he's counting on foreign things, except of the faith. Except of the simple faith that it's all good already. Not need to change nothing. If you remember that we learned the book Garden of Yearning, and Rav Shalom is explaining there that even to ask indeed what it do, to come and to ask indeed what it do, it can be wrong. To come and to ask for help, even that, if you're not totally humble, that you know that you're not worthy, that you're not supposed to ask, that you're supposed to, first of all, to accept whatever that you're going through in your life as the best. Where you find that courage to come to Hashem and to start to argue with what that he done. What's Hashem's will? Who ratzava yehi? He wanted something to be and it become to be. This, what that there is, this is the will of Hashem. You want to see what's the will of Hashem? It is. The present. This is the will of Hashem. If Hashem will want to change, he can change. It's not a problem for him to change. This is what that he wants. Even just to pray, even just to want to change things, because tam lifgam, there is something that is defect in that. It's not perfect. Even just to want to change something. So how you ask in Erit Bodedu? You need to come to Hashem Yitzbarach and to tell him, I understand that this is the best. I realize that you're all good and everything is perfect. But I'm not holding on. But for me it's too hard. I don't know what to do. I'm falling for my happiness. I'm falling for my Avodat Hashem. I'm not able to continue like that. So if you can, please help me to hold on. Like that righteous man that said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that you can give me, the wisdom that I don't need a coat, it was freezing, all that for now, bring me a coat, something. All to understand, there's a story on Rabbi Zusha that one time he was freezing and he took the wheel of a wagon and put it on himself and he became to be warm. So students ask, how can it be? What's so warming in a wheel? So they said that when Rabbi Zusha held the wheel, he was holding the wheel of the holy chariot, and he brought the angels that were made out of fire close to him. But we're not holding in that place. So I need to say, so for now, give me a coat, Barola. I don't know how to deal without that coat. So for now, give me a coat. והחוכמה חיצוני and the foreign wisdom היא נעוץ בתוך השכל it's as a נעוץ, like stuck inside the brain, inside the wisdom, the holy wisdom, השכל הקודש, כקנה, like a reed in the holy wisdom, inside of the holy wisdom, like a reed, ומחסר מקום הקדושה, and it's rejecting the place of the קדושה, removing the place of the קדושה. ועל זה הקנה, and on that read, היינו זה השכל, means that kind of wisdom, foreign wisdom. We'll give an example. He decided to do a complete tshuva, to learn in yeshiva, to dedicate all of his time to limud ha-Torah, and to pray, to do it bodedut. But one day he found himself sitting with someone outside of the yeshiva, or inside of the yeshiva, and that person tell him, look, you should take care of yourself about parnasa. What you're going to do in 20 years? This is it. This is that read. One sentence. What you gonna do in 20 years? This is it. Now what's happening with that reed? First of all, it takes the place from the holy wisdom to have 100% confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem was here 20 years ago. Why are you gonna go in 20 years? Hashem is here, Baruch Hashem. Haya, Oveh, Beyeh, He was, He is, and He will be. Always with us, so why to think about it? But it's already stuck. Until you're gonna uproot that, something else is gonna happen, and that's what Rabbeinu is explaining now. And on that read, Haynu Zeh Sechel, means that wisdom, Mitlaktim u'mitchabrim kol amidot ra'ot u'megunot. All of the bad behaviors, all of the bad attributes are holding themselves together, leaning, counting, holding themselves on that reed. Means that now, out of his stress, he's going to start to be angry, he will going to lose his confidence, he become to be lazy, he will not going to have the power to go to do it with the duyot anymore. He fell to despair, to sadness, to anger, to frustration. All of the bad things are going to happen to him because of one reed. וזהו, and this is what it's written, כשנשא שלמה את בת פרעה, that when Shlomo married the daughter of פרעה, ירד גבריאל, came גבריאל, the angel גבריאל, came down, ונעץ קנה בים, and he stuck a reed in the sea. What it means? היינו, it means, שגם למעלה, that also in heaven, מהשתלשלות הגבורות, from the place that the judgments are coming down, שזהו בחינת ירד גבריאל, that גבריאל, that is the angel of power, that גבריאל, of גבורה, of in charge of all judgments, when he came down, נעשה סוספיטה דדהבה, becomes to be סוספיטה דדהבה. סוספיטה דדהבה, yes, but I want to say it's written in the Zohar Kadosh that the Hasidim, they usually in the Kiddushin, when they're getting married, they're using silver ring and not a golden ring. Why silver? Because silver, it's coming from the word kisufim. Kesef, milshon kisufim. Yearning to Hashem Yitbarach, wants to be close to Hashem Yitbarach. But zahav, gold, it's like that Rabbeinu is using the word that comes from Aramid, the dahava, that the man wants zahav, zehav. He wants to achieve more and more and more. Gold is coming from judgments. And what is coming from judgments? That will to receive more. They have. He wants more, 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 more. He's not satisfied. He wants more. You give him 100, he wants 200. You give him 200, it's not enough. He needs 1,000. And on and on and on. This is the nature of gold. Gold got that nature. Silver doesn't have that nature. So, Susfita de Dahava, when we're talking about waste, you said? Waste of gold? We're talking about bad will, bad desire. That the man just wants to achieve more and more and more. And it can be also in Kedusha. It can be like Rabbeinu is explaining in Torah Aleph in Likutei Moharan, that the Yetzer Hara, he cannot tell the person, go and sin. He will say, no, you're crazy, I don't want to sin. So he's acting, he's dressing himself in mitzvot. He's hiding himself in mitzvot. First of all, he's saying to him, no, but it's for Kiddush Hashem. It's that you're going to be able to work for... You're going to be able to learn Torah, and this is why you should start doing this and that. And he's taking him one step after the other, slowly, slowly, until finally he burns that bridge. And this is it. And you don't know. And I was always inside the Kedusha. What's happened? Every day he took you one step away, and another step away, and another step away. So, Susvita Dedava. What's the problem with waste of gold? It likes gold? No. It's like gold? No. It's not gold at all. It's the bad lust and desires, like Rabbeinu said. This is what that happens. When you have that reed, when you're counting on that foreign wisdom, immediately comes all of those bad reeds. You have to have a car, you have to have a house, you have to have I don't know what, all of the imaginations. And he thinks that really he should have those things. And it looks for him like he needs it for Avodat Hashem. But the truth is that for Avodat Hashem, you just need to believe in Hashem. To serve Hashem Yitbarach, you just need to remember Hashem Yitbarach day and night, and to love Hashem and to be happy with Hashem. And you don't need nothing. All of that luxury that a man thinks all of the time, coming from Avonot, coming from sins, coming from imaginations, that he feels now that until he's going to have something, he cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach. And by that, you're not serving Hashem Yitbarach. Until you're going to have $100,000 in your bank account, you cannot learn Torah. Why? People were writing the Chidushet Torah on the walls. Huge books have been written by the, like that. That students copied what the rabbis wrote on the walls, because the rabbis didn't have papers, money, enough money to buy papers. Huge thought. The Ari HaKadosh himself, he haven't wrote a book. Bli Neder. Only the students heard him and wrote Gure Ari, the cubs of the lion. The students of the Ari HaKadosh. They were sitting and writing. Ari HaKadosh wasn't even writing a book. You don't know what's the real Avodat Hashem of yours. The real Avodat Hashem is to go with faith. This is for sure. This is 100%. To be happy all day long, like we said a few days ago. And to be happy, it means to be holy. When you're happy, you're holy. When you're sad, you're contaminated. You're far from the purpose. You're very far. Hashem is rebuking Am Yisrael, al asher lo avadetem oti besimcha, that you weren't serving me in happiness, in joy. Means that they were serving Hashem Yitbarach, but they were not happy. It doesn't count. It counts like zero, like nothing. Like you were not serving me at all. If you're not happy with your share, you're poor. When ani ela min adat, when you're poor in your wisdom is not complete. If you're sad and frustrated and you have your downs and you I don't know what, you're sad, you're not holding them with faith, like the Rabbeinu is saying that a man should be baki, should know very carefully how to go down. A man need to learn that, how to go down. When you're going down, you should say, "Vatzia she'ol hineka, here you are, Hashem." Not to forget Hashem. Not to forget Hashem. And what it means not to forget Hashem? Not to think, oh, it's Hashem now that is doing it to me, and Hashem now is ruining my life, and this is it, Hashem, I'm hurt, I'm offended, Hashem, you insulted me, it was the last time, Hashem. It's not faith, it's kfira, it's avodah zarah. You're idolizing yourself. You think that Hashem should worship you. You become to be like Haman HaRasha, that wants that everyone's going to bow to him, and especially Mordechai. Especially the righteous man, you have to bow to me. This is it. Where is Arav? Where is he? He took down his pictures. What's going on? Especially Arav should understand how huge I am, how important I am, my longest bodeduyot. He needs to be aware to my long itbodeduyot. What's going on with Arav? Where is this? Where is his divine spirit? What? He's not righteous anymore? What? So you have doubts on Arav because he's not worshipping you. It's the aspect of husks. Shem chokhmot chitzoniyot. Those are foreign thoughts, foreign wisdoms. Hanikra gam ken kane, that it calls also a reed. Ve'na'atz be'yam ha'chokhmah, and he stuck it in the sea of wisdom. Shemechaser mekom ha'kedusha, and it took the place of holiness from the sea of wisdom. Ve'he'ela alav sirton, and slowly, slowly, how you said that, sirton?
Dried up.
What?
Dried up.
Dried up?
The sea dried up. We have a good one.
Like a stone in the middle of the sea. Not an island.
It started drying up because no?
Reef. Yes, I just looked upon. Reef. In English it's reef. Wonderful. Oh, and a reef.
Sandbank.
What? Sandbank?
Sandbar.
Yes. All of those together. Holding themselves on that small grid on one foreign thought. On one foreign thought. So think what's going on in our mind. How much we need to work. How many foreign thoughts we have, and how many now, how many, what we said, rifts we have over there. And it becomes to be a dry land. We lost the sea. There's no water anymore. This is it. No wisdom anymore. Only nonsense. And going from one nonsense to the other, another nonsense, from one nonsense, from one mistake to the other, from another mistake to the other. Have to learn what the Rabbi Nathan said. And Rabbeinu is bringing that amazing Torah. I'll show you that wonderful Torah, Bezat Hashem. Kuf. Chaf. 120 קוף קף גימל 123 העיקר והיסוד, the main thing is the foundation שהכל תלוי בו, that everything depends in it, לקשר עצמו לצדיק שבדור, that the man gonna bond himself to the righteous man of the generation, ולקבל דבריו, and to accept his words, על כל אשר יאמר, כי הוא זה, on everything that he gonna tell you, because he's the one, דבר קטון ודבר גדול, a small thing that he gonna tell you, that you're gonna say, not so important what that he just said. Vedavar gadol, and a huge thing. A huge thing, for an example, you want me to shake you? That Rabbeinu said that you should live in Jerusalem. This is a huge thing. It's a davar gadol. Rabbeinu said that people need to live in Jerusalem, for an example. Rabbeinu said, it's hard. I'm not saying that it's not hard. And maybe you're not ready to do that, so you need to pray on that, and you need to build vessels, but not to drop the wheel. To pray. If you need 200 meters backyard for that, pray on that. If you need to live in a private house, pray on that. It's not you don't need to live like a crazy person in Jerusalem. You can live according to your abilities. You don't have the money? Pray on that, but don't drop the wheel. Don't say, nah, it's not for me. No, Rabbeinu said, not allowed to move from what that he said. So now, it's too hard for you? Alright, wonderful, can understand you. Pray on that. Don't drop the wheel. Say, but I want to. I'm not able to, I don't know how to, but I'm praying on that. ולבלי לנטות חס ושלום מדבריו, and not to move, not to tilt חס ושלום מדבריו from his words, ימין ושמאל, to the right and to the left. כמו שאמרו רבותינו, like that our rabbi said, in the Gemara, זיכרונם לברכה, in Sifri, in Sifri, אפילו אומר לך על ימין, שמאל וכו'. Even if he's telling you on a right thing that it's left, on a left thing that is right, you cannot understand. How can it be? Shalom bayit before of Parnasa, how can it be? Say that outside in the world. Tell it to people. Shalom bayit before of Parnasa. People are going to shoot you. It's crazy. How can you, first of all, shalom bayit? Your wife is saying, don't go to work, and you're not going. This is, cannot even bring that idea to a logic conversation. No one's going to listen to you. It's not an option. Shalom bayit before of kashrut. Shalom bayit before of kashrut. Rav Shalom last week said that even if your wife, she brought something not kosher to the house, it's not kasher and kashrut mehadrid. You're not going to tell her nothing. So what, for now you're going to eat not kosher? Yes. That's what Rav Shalom said. I'm sorry. It's true that he's the only one that can say that. No doubt about it. No one else is going to say it. And also me just quoting him. Not able to say those things by myself. No one is able. No one. But Rav Shalom, he knows. It's better for you not to eat kosher for a certain time in your life and to have a house, than to ruin your house and you think that you're eating kosher. If the Shechina is not in your house, for sure you're not eating kosher. If you don't have Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven, you cannot eat kosher. There is no chance you're going to eat kosher. So it's better. And the Gemara is saying it's better to break one Shabbos and after it to keep a lot than to fight on that Shabbos and after it you insult your wife, you're not wearing your Kisui Rosh, why are you doing this, you're breaking Shabbos, this and that, and then she's going. Alright, or that you're going. You're out of the house, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Which Shabbos are you going to have for now? Your children, now they're going to keep Shabbos? Now you're screaming at your wife that she's breaking Shabbos. And you ruin the house. Which Shabbos now your children are going to have? Forget it. Went. Shabbos went with your wife. So it's better to keep your wife and to be patient and to wait and to pray and to the tshuva and to beg and to surrender and to know that to be humble. Accept it with love that you don't have Shabbos yet. That you don't have purity of the house yet. That you don't have kashrut yet. It's better. Based on all of those lackings, you can build. You have a house to build. You can bring life into that house. But if you don't have a house, and you have all of those treasures, you have Shabbos, you have Kashrut, you have everything, you don't have a fence. You don't have a house. All of the thieves and the robbers, everyone's going to steal it all from you finally. You don't have a house to keep it. You have an empty house, it's better than to have all of the treasures of the world and not to have a house. Everything going to run between your fingers. You're not going to hold it forever. ולהשליך מאיתו כל החוכמות, and to throw from himself all of wisdoms. All of the places that he thinks that he's wiser than his Rebbe. All of those places that he's explaining to himself that now it is important to say a bad word to his wife, to rebuke his wife. No. That it is allowed to be angry. That it is allowed to do a certain hishtadlut without tefillah. That it is allowed to hit the children. That it is allowed to do things that Rabbeinu said not to. That it is allowed not to do hitbodedut in that day. That it is allowed not to go to the mikveh. He is wiser. No, today I'm in a rush. Today I have to catch the bus. Today I have to do this. Today I have to have money. Tomorrow I have to pay my rent. For this. So he finds to himself excuses. Those are wisdoms. You think that you're wiser than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You think that you're wiser than Rav Shalom. You think you're wiser than your Rebbe. You think that you know better. This is why you look like you look. This is why you don't have that eternal smile on your face. Because you're so wise. Like that wise guy from the Sipur HaMaaseiyot. That he was all broken and sad and he can never be happy because he's entering to a room. And why the library is standing like that? And why the tables are upside down? And what's going on? And what's going on? And why there's no air condition? He cannot sit. He doesn't feel comfortable. Nothing is good. Nothing is organized. What's going on? And he's getting crazy. And the simple person, he's just accepting it. This is how Hashem wants. What do I care? This is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to learn with no air condition. We know what it means spiritually. We understand what it means with air condition, without air condition. We don't know. You know it's hot. Maybe that heat is helping you to remove all of that heat from hell. Maybe they're not going to punish you in hell because of that. Maybe you're not going to have hell in your house now after you sweat in the yeshiva. You'd rather to sweat in your house after it when you're going to come back at 3, at 4. You rather to sweat over there? It's better to sweat in the yeshiva while you're learning Torah than to run to shopping and bring the car and I don't know, flat tire needs to run and carry all of the bags and all of the things and you're going and sweating. You need to sweat today. You're not rather to sweat in the yeshiva? It's a lot better to sweat in the yeshiva. You rather to sweat in the streets? You rather to a lot better to accept it all in simplicity. To know Hashem is good, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Va'ed. That Hashem that we believe that is good, that one that we need to judge him in a positive way. That Hashem Yitbarach, that we need to remember that he's all good, that he created all of the world to reveal his mercy. ולהשליך מאיתו כל החוכמות, to throw away from him all of the wisdoms, ולסלק דעתו, and to remove his wisdom, his opinion, כאילו אין לו שום שכל, like that he doesn't have no brain. I don't know nothing, just to memorize that, to say that, I don't have no wisdom, I don't know, really, I don't know. בלעדי, except of, אשר יקבל מהצדיק והרב שבדור, except of what that he gonna receive from the righteous man and the rabbi of the generation. If you heard it from a rav, so it's good. Never heard it? It's not exist. Need to clarify that with a rav. Wonderful. Find the right time. Ask one of his students, someone with experience. Until you're gonna clarify, is it good to put that tefillin? If it's not good, what a rav is doing in Shabbos? How rav is accepting Shabbos? How rav is doing the Abdallah? What's going on in Shacharit? How they're singing? What they're doing in Hallel? Mikveh before in Rosh Chodesh, after Shacharit, Alachot. And you don't have no wisdom except of what you receive from the righteous man and the rabbi of the generation. And as long as you have a little bit of your own wisdom, Eino b'shlemut, so it's not perfect, ve'eino mekushar le'atzadik, and you're not connected to the rabbi, and you're not bound to the righteous man. Frightening. Frightening. Ve'eino mekushar le'atzadik. Need to bond ourselves again and again and again and again. And on that it's written, Yaakov chevel nachalato. That Yaakov has got a rope. He's hanged to Hashem Yitbarach with a rope. A rope got few strings. You cut one, still have the rope, the main part of the rope. You cut more, and as long as the man is keeping more mitzvot, and bonding himself more and more, he's adding more strings and more strings and more strings, and it's harder to cut him totally, that he's gonna fall. And what's the main bonding? It's the love. When you love the tzaddik, when you love him with all of your heart, and Rav Shalom said, when people are coming to me and they tell me, I love you, I love you, I love you, I tell them, if you would love me, you would pray on me. The one that you love, you pray on him. If you love someone, you pray on him. This is what really that shows that you love him. You love him, you want him to succeed. You tell him, Rav, I love you, you kiss him, and you're making a mess, a whole mess with him. Let him live, let him be. Let the animals live, quietly. And this is it. Rav Shalom said it once in a shiur. Nu lachayot lichiyot. He said, leave me alone. Nu lachayot lichiyot. Let the animals live. Rabbi Natan said that he achieved more than the rest of the students of Rabbeinu because he threw all of his wisdom. Zarak et ha-sechel shelo biyoter. He was throwing his wisdom the most than everyone else from the students of Rabbeinu. Everyone, he was Mekubal, one was Mekubal, one was old, one was this, one was already a rabbi of few communities, few cities. Only Rabbi Natan, he didn't care about nothing about himself. He didn't care. He was rich, he was huge. He was eating with golden spoons in his silver and gold spoons in his house. He was so rich. But even that he was so rich, he didn't care about nothing. Rabbeinu said before that Rabbi Natan came that soon going to come a student to him, that student holds himself like a piece of mud. Doesn't care about himself. And one of the students that heard that, one day he saw in the street, walks a person with silk garments, mamash, was dressed like a rich person, but when he looked at him, he said, this is that person that Rabbeinu was talking about that counts himself like a piece of mud. He saw that he was so humble. While he was walking, he was just passing the street. But he saw that is that man that Rabbeinu was talking about. He couldn't care less about himself. When Rabbeinu passed away, Rabbi Natan said it was like the sun set in the noontime. He didn't have nothing in his life except of Rabbeinu. When Rabbeinu passed away, it took him 1 year and a half to litoshesh, to wake up from that disaster that happened to him. He couldn't understand what to do with himself. He was so on Rabbeinu, counting on Rabbeinu, based on Rabbeinu. He had only Rabbeinu. He wasn't thinking about himself. While Rabbeinu was alive, there was no Rabbi Natan. There was no Rabbi Natan. In Purim, Rabbi Natan wanted to be with Rabbeinu when Rabbeinu was reading the Megillah. He wanted to be with Rabbeinu in Kriyat HaMegillah, and he came late to the city in the night, and he looked for a place to stay after that all of the Rabbeinu, the students already went to sleep, and he came late, and he knocked on the Beit Knesset door, and the gabbai of the Beit Knesset opened the door, and he asked him, can I stay here for a while until the morning? He told him, yes, no problem. Who are you? He said, I'm looking for Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev. You heard about him, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So he told him, yes, I know him. He was already, he knew Rabbeinu. He was one of his students also, that gabbai from the Beit Knesset. So that gabbai asked him, are you Natan Yehoshua? So he told him, no, I'm Natan. So that gabbai Beit Knesset told him, Rabbi Nachman said that the student of him that calls Natan, that he's Yehoshua, supposed to come. So I thought that it's you, that you are Natan Yehoshua. So he told him, no, Rabbeinu was. So Rabbi Nathan answered him. He told him, yes, my name is Natan, and the reason that Rabbeinu called me Yehoshua, this is the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the main student. He called him Yehoshua, means this is my Yehoshua. This is my main student. This is Rabbi Nathan, that he's Yehoshua. Rabbi Nathan told him, and the reason that he calls me Yehoshua is because that he's praying on me that I will not going to be from the cult of the ones that are arguing on him, the Cholkim. Shelo ayem mikat ha-Cholkim. He's calling you Yehoshua, and you feel that he's praying on you that you will not going to divide yourself from him, that you will not going to argue with him. He was so humble. He was really so humble. He realized that he doesn't have no wisdom of his own. And a man should go like that in the Avodat Hashem. And for us, it's very hard. It's very hard because we're all kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu yodim et haTorah. We're all wise, we're all clever, we all learned so much Torah in our lives. Perfect. So perfect that Baruch Hashem need medicines to cheer ourselves a little bit, to bring a smile on our face. So clever. A man should work on that daily, to try not to count on himself, to try to count on what the righteous people told him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that to us, Bachanun nina bazot, you should test me on that. Im lo eftach lachem et arubot ha-shamayim, I'm going to open the sky for you and going to give you bounty that you will not going to be able to say enough, enough, enough. It's going to be too much for you. And Rabbeinu said, we can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu on matters of faith. Means if you want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make you miracles, to strengthen your faith, you're allowed to test him on that. You're allowed. Not to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's there or not, Chas V'Shalom. Just for yourself. To see if you're holding in faith. Means that when you're holding in faith, in confidence, you know that for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you. Then, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're not testing him, you're testing yourself. You're testing yourself. And if you're not receiving it, Rav Shalom said once, how are you going to know if you have confidence, if you don't have confidence? If you receive it in the end. This is the answer. If you received it, means that you had confidence. If you haven't received it, means you didn't have confidence. This is the answer. You're allowed to test yourself like that. You're allowed to test yourself to say, this is it. So many months in my life I saw miracles in Parnassah. This month I'm not doing nothing for Parnassah. And I'm going to see miracles. And you're going like that from the first day of that month till the last one. And you're not doing nothing. And you're saying, no, Hashem, you're going to give my Parnassah. You're going to send me my Parnassah. You and not no one else. And I'm going to work on my Shalom Bayit. I told you how many times I said it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cannot count it. Said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have two issues, Ribono Shel Olam. One is to bring Parnassah, one is Shalom Bayit. I cannot do both, Ribono Shel Olam. I'm choosing the one that I know that is more important to you. You take care of the second. And I was choosing Shalom Bayit again and again and staying in the house. And Hashem is sending the Parnassah to my doorstep all of the time. And to each and every one of you that's going to walk in that path also, because I'm not special. Each and every one of you, like we said, like Rav Shalom said, Simu lev el hanshama, pay attention to your soul. Leshem shebo v'achlama, good stones it contains. Ve'ora and her light, the light of your neshama, each and every one of your neshama. Ke'orachama, like the sun, like the light of the sun. Shivatayim ke'or haboker, 7 times stronger than the light of the sun when it's rising. This is the light of your spiritual neshama that you have inside. Under all of the covering, under all of the curtains, under all of the husks and imaginations, that I'm not learning enough, and I'm not doing it for the duty enough, and I'm not, I don't know what enough, guarding my eyes enough, and all of those chasings. Even a man that's in 100 years is going to decide today to read the Siddur, he's going to say, Elokai neshama shenatata bi tehora. God, the soul that you gave me is pure, and it's pure, and it's pure, and you just don't believe it. And you need to believe that you have a soul inside of yourself, and to know that you are already connected to Hashem. You don't need to connect yourself to Hashem. We didn't saw that it's written to connect yourself to Hashem. Connect yourself to the righteous people. To Hashem Yitbarach, you're connected. Your neshama is connected to Hashem Yitbarach. Only a man that is sinning another karet and karet and karet, and he's cutting himself, chas v'shalom, from his roots. But a simple person, a simple Jew that just wants to connect himself, he is already connected. All of the work, all of the job is to believe in yourself that you are already connected. What you want to do, what you want to achieve. If really a man is humble, he realizes that he's worthless, that he's nothing. What can achieve? Even an angel cannot satisfy Hashem, cannot serve Hashem. Hashem receives his satisfaction from our will. Not from the results. The results, it's all in the hands of Hashem. Ribon al kol ha-ma'asim. You're in charge of all actions. If He wants it to be, it will be. If He will decide not to make it happen, it will never gonna happen. So it's all in the hands of Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim. Except of yirat shamayim. Except of your will to serve Hashem in barach. Please Hashem, give me that will. How you receive that will? By doing tshuva. Like we said, when a man is not doing tshuva, so imaginations are covering him. And then he's imagining to himself that he's a Talmid Chacham. And then he's imagining to himself that he needs to succeed in life. And then he imagines to himself that he needs to be rich. And all kinds of imaginations he's got. But when he's doing tshuva, he's removing all of those husks, all of those curtains. And he stays with one thing, with his will. And he's connected to Hashem. And he can see the light of his neshama, and then he can feel and find his righteous man, the righteous man of the generation, the one that his soul is connected to him, because you're connected to him. You're already connected to him, so you can just feel him. And a good student like Rabbeinu said in Likutei Moharan, feels the up and downs of his Rebbe. He feels connected to him, bond to him. You have a rope between you, so when he's moving, you're moving with him because you're tied to him, you're connected to him. When he's got climbing, you're climbing, and you're hanging that success in him. You know, oh, if I succeed today, for sure, Arav took me to that place. And if I failed, Arav is teaching me humility. Arav wants to teach me a lesson. Arav is taking me down. Like that Rabbi Nathan is bringing Likutei Halachot, that the righteous man, he is tying his students, and he's sending them down to the place of filth, to the place of contamination, place of husks. And he's holding them with a rope. They are thinking that they're falling, but they're already hanged. They're all in the hands of the Rebbe. And he's taking them to a place that in that place there are a lot of sparks that they need to collect. And they're collecting, and then he lifts them up back again. So the Rebbe is taking you down, and the Rebbe is helping you to climb back. And a man should know that he is in the hand of the tzaddik, like a pen in the hand of the author. This is how you are in the hand of the righteous man. He's writing with you, he's talking from your mouth, he's deciding what you're going to do. If you're going today to the mikveh, thank you, Arav. If you believe in your Rebbe, you should believe that your Rebbe gave you permission to go to the mikveh today. The Rebbe is Ish Elokim. The Rebbe is not a simple person. The Rebbe is Ish Elokim. And we're talking about the real Rebbe, not a redhead clown that sits in front of you. We're talking about the Rav. We're talking about the Rav Shalom. We're talking about the real Rebbe. We're talking about the real Admor. Really? Don't fall to imaginations. We're all students. We're all stupid. We have a Rebbe, we have someone that is high, we have someone that is truth, we have someone that is holy, we have someone in our hands that we can connect ourselves to him. A real righteous man. A real righteous man, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said to Rav Shalom, a man cannot call himself a rabbi until that he's holding that level, that everyone that entered into the room, he knows on him all of his past lives and whatever he needs to go through in this lifetime to complete everything. If you're not holding that level, you cannot call yourself a rabbi. This is a Rebbe, and we have someone like that. Rav Shalom said, I received it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every time that a man gives me his hand, just to hold his hand for a moment, I already know everything about him. I heard him saying that. Someone was talking Lashon Hara on a Rav a few years ago, and then he came to dance with a Rav in Simchat Torah, and gave a Rav his hand, and was dancing with him, and for a long time he was talking Lashon Hara. And Rav Shalom said, after a few days, he said, people think that I'm metumtam, makes me to be metumtam, think that I'm a jerk. I say metumtam.
Stupid.
You can talk about me and then to come and dance with me in Simchat Torah. He said, Hashem gave me that gift that in the moment that I hold the hand of a person, I know everything about him. Everything. And it's a gift. It's a gift. Only v'ra'a kohen et hanega v'taher. Only when the kohen sees the contamination, he sees the leprosy, and he is saying pure, it's pure. If you're hiding yourself from the Kohen, you will never gonna be pure. We're never gonna be pure. If you're not confessing, if you're not opening your heart in front of the righteous man, you will never gonna be pure. Only when he sees your lackings, and then he is judging you in a positive way, and saying tahor, then you become to be pure. Without that, you can stuck with your imaginations, and to imagine to yourself that you're righteous, that you're developing in Avodat Hashem. The shame is the worst punishment in the world to come. The worst punishment that a man going to reveal. A man going to be aware to the fact that all of his life he was a liar. I was lying to myself in the mornings. I was lying to myself in the nights. I was lying to myself when I was learning. I was lying to myself in my bodeduyot. I'm a liar. When you confess in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Tzaddik, in the Bidui Dvarim, in the bodedut, you're opening yourself to Rabbeinu. You invite Rabbeinu to see everything, to purify. You say, Rabbeinu, I know that I cannot cure myself. I cannot heal myself. I don't have those abilities. Look what have I done until today. I brought myself to the place that I'm holding. Thank you, Hashem, that it's not worse. Thank you, Hashem, for stopping me so many times from really ruining my life, totally. Thank you for saving my life in this situation and in that situation. And Rabbi Natan is screaming in the Likutei Tefillot, more than what did the Yetzer Hara with all of his troops and soldiers done to me, I ruined for myself. I damaged myself more than the devil, the Yetzer Hara, and all of his army, everyone, all of the demons. What did I damage myself? No one done. No one could reach me to the places that I reached myself and damaged and contaminated myself in those places. Things that a man is doing to himself when he's a kid and he's going with those foreign thoughts all of his life, dragging his sadnesses and frustrations and angers and lack of understanding, and he doesn't know, he doesn't have no peace with himself, and he hates himself and he wants to kill himself and he hates everyone and he hates his parents and it's all imaginations. It's all foreign thoughts. And you cannot save yourself because you're a prisoner. And a prisoner cannot set himself free from prison. You need to have someone that is clean to open the gate for you, to open the bars for you, to tell you, welcome. Now you're more than welcome. Heal. And he's going to heal you. He's going to open your eyes. And Hashem LaTzadikim, he's going to give you the good eyes to judge yourself in a positive way. To judge everything to kafzchut like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yibit aven beYaakov, that is not looking on our sins at all. When you're getting closer to the real righteous people, you become to be positive. You stop all of that chasing and all of that horrible rebuke. Fighting with yourself day and night, hating yourself so much. On that Rabbi Akiva said, Zegdal klal gadol b'Torah, the biggest rule of them all in the Torah, ve'avta l'ra'acha kamocha, that you should love yourself You should love your friend like that you love yourself. If you're not going to love yourself, you cannot love no one. If you hate yourself, all of the times you're going to see the reflections of yourself. The world is a mirror. If you hate yourself, you're going to see all of your lackings spread that surrounds you. If you're cheap, everyone are cheap. If you're angry, everyone are angry. If you're I don't know what, everyone are like that. That person is got avat ni'uf, and that man is a cheat, and this man is a liar, and that person need to beat him up, and that person this and that. Why? Because this is who that you are. Stop lying to yourself. This is your mirror. This is what that Hashem is showing to you, that you're going to learn on what to do tshuva. Why Hashem brought that person into your life? Why? No purpose? Because he's evil? Hashem is talking to you. No, but he's very mean. Yeah, come on. You think that you're better than him? Check it. Really check if you're brave. Maybe you're worse than your worst enemy. Maybe you're worse than your worst enemy. And people can talk and can say and can kill everyone. Maybe you're worse than them. You are never going to know until you can have that courage to drag yourself to the field and to do tshuva. And to do tshuva, it's not to punish yourself in the field and to slaughter yourself and to leave that corpse in the field and to walk away. To do tshuva is to bring Hashem back into the picture. To say, Ribbono Shel Olam, the reason that I sinned was because that I forgot you. And now Hashem, I'm asking you please to come back into my life. And then you're going to understand that you were just far away from Hashem. And you're going to judge yourself in a positive way. Even the worst thing that you've done came for a certain reason, with a certain purpose. That you're going to learn humility. That you're going to get closer back to Hashem. An arrogant person, when he's been rebuked, he's crying and he's all wild and he cannot accept that rebuke. A humble person, when he's rebuked, he's happy. He's taking it like a treasure. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me on what I need to work now, for helping me to clean myself in another way, in another aspect, that you're not given up, that you haven't given up on me, Baruch Hashem. Thank you that you keep on teaching me, keep on helping me to develop my awareness, to think that I'm denying for years and years. Thank you, Hashem, for opening my eyes, that I have so many lusts and so many desires. Thank you, Hashem, for rebuking me today before of Judgment Day. Think if all of those rebuked would come in one shot in Judgment Day. You've been shot. This is it. One bullet in the head and this is it. Cannot stand in that. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking you out of His loving kindness. Another day, another small rebuke. Wake up. Do a little bit of tshuva and move on to the next day. Tomorrow, you're going to have more vessels. You're going to be able to deal with another thing. And then with another day and another day, you accept that process. And with time, you complete all of your tshuva. And like Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to me to take one of my people before of His time. Means that we're all going to complete all of our mission in this world to have a complete tshuva. You don't know what's a real complete tshuva for you. So don't expect things. You don't know what Hashem expects from you. Who are you? You don't know. What you need to accomplish in this world, you don't know. You don't know who you are. You don't know who is your wife. You don't know who are your children. It can be in the secret of lifetimes that your children actually your parents in a different lifetime. And your wife actually, she is the little boy that you abandoned few you lifetimes ago. And now you need to run after her and to I don't know what. You don't know nothing. The only solution to pass this world with peace, with love, with happiness, is to go with faith. The only solution to accept it all, to accept everything that happens with help, with faith, with open arms, to hug life, to thank Hashem on every situation, on every difficulty. If in the dream you saw that you've been murdered, that you fell from a cliff, maybe you were guilty, maybe you were chayav mita, and now they killed you in that dream, and this is it, and you wake up, instead of saying, oh, it's a horrible night,
Maybe instead of that, you're going to realize that this saved your life. Instead of having a horrible accident with your vehicle, with your car, I don't know what, a fire in your house, now they saved you in that dream. Because in the dream it was real. This is why you woke up. So, because it was real. So they saved you from death. And a lot of situations like that, when a man is insulted, so it's like they've been the blood, like they poured his blood, like they killed him. So now you've been saved from death, from serious wound, something like that, injured wound. You don't know, with a small rebuke, with a small insulting, something that you can pass by walking easily, if you just have faith. On the opposite side, people on one word can ruin their houses. Like I told you, that person, his wife told him ichs. She was disgust from him. She told him ichs on him. This is it. He decided he's getting divorced. I'm ready to replace my rebukes, my insultings on ichs every day. 2 days ago, I count over 100 times the name dog in the morning before I came to the yeshiva. Over 100 times, Lin Eder. Over 100 times, I'm telling you, I was enjoying the show, I was counting. Over 100 times the word dog before the yeshiva, before... When you're already in your Sidreli mood, your friend is going through adventures, Baruch Hashem. You think I'm late with no reason? It's the time of my life. Still young. Over 100 times to be called a dog in the morning, in one morning. Kelev, Kelev, Kelev. In Hebrew, dog sounds a lot worse than in English. Kelev means a lot more than a dog. What can you do? If you're not doing tshuva, Hashem amar lo kalel, Hashem is calling you a dog, Hashem is calling you a dog. What do you want? You have problems? Go to Hashem. The dog, when someone is beating him, he's jumping on the stick. If someone is beating a dog with a stick, with a cane, the dog is jumping on the cane. He doesn't have the wisdom, the brain, to jump on the person. He's fighting, and the man can play with him for hours like that, and he cannot understand that he can beat him in a minute. Just jump on him, just bark on him. This is it, he's dropping the stick. But the dog, he doesn't have complete faith. He can see only one step forward. He sees the stick. So Hashem is calling you a dog, that you're going to wake up to understand that you don't see Hashem. Pnei adok epnei kelev. The face of the generation is like the face of the dog. They don't have a complete faith. They don't see Hashem. They see the obstacles, they see the difficulties, they see people, they see the politikaim, the people in the government, the imagination, they hear the news, they listen. Nonsense! You see Ishmaelim in the streets. It's all imaginations. Bunch of clowns. People doesn't know nothing. People don't exist. Kemot sasher tidfen ruach. Like the chaff that the wind is coming and blowing it away. They're all going to disappear in one moment. In one day. Nothing going to stay except of the real Kedusha. Everything going to disappear. Going to vanish. Only Hashem is real. Only the Torah is real. Only the righteous people are real. And as much as you connecting yourself to the real foundations of this world, connecting yourself to the Torah, connecting yourself to the righteous man that is explaining to you the Torah, the real Torah. Oy vey. Another few times then he will be called a dog.